I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes and then I'll do the meditation. You've been talking about inner child work. I want to talk about now a little bit how to be with irritating people. Irritating people, what that means is they need not be irritating. To one person, they're not irritating at all. For another person, for you, maybe they're very irritating or hurtful, or there's a whole spectrum. So we've done these meditations before, but not much well during this time. So let me just kind of explain it psychologically, and then we can actually practice these meditations. This is the famous situation where Swamiji used to always tell me, keep them outside. Keep everybody outside. It means don't let the interject between yourself and this other person be living inside of you. Like that, like you have so much of that with the little ones inside. Those are dyads where whatever hurt you when you were little, that dyad, mother, child, father, child, whatever, is there inside along with the traumatic or hurtful affect. And so that is always being projected or coming up and overwhelming your mind. But now, in terms of the people in your life, we have different circles, in terms of the closest people, closer, 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 and that circle keeps getting bigger. But it's probably in more of the closer people that you have the most contact with that cause pain or irritation, and that you find yourself taking them inside. So what Swamiji means by that is you're walking around with them. You have a really bad relationship with them, and they're inside of you. So wherever you go, there they are. Wherever you go, there that dyad is that's causing all this irritation and pain and frustration and all of the things that we suffer from, or wishing they would just go away and all this kind of stuff, which you have no control over. So you have to look at these type of things as your great sadhana, Bhagavan sadhana, because actually what we want is to, as Swamiji will say, give that person space and let them be, and for yourself having sufficient boundaries so that you know how to say yes and no, both yes and no. Usually we only know how to say yes. We don't know how to say... We can say yes really kindly and really happily, but we can't always say no really kindly and really happily because of the affect we hold inside. And so we have to come to terms, come into relationship with what I would say your particular image of that person, of that dyad, you and that person. You have interjected that person, right? You've swallowed that person. That person is inside. But the physical person isn't inside. So your experience of that person is inside. Now another person could have interjected exactly the same person, and that person is part of an ananda interject. With it, just when you think of that person, there's just love or care or liking. For another person, say for yourself, for instance, you think of that person, and sometimes the affect is so painful you're just walking around with that person all the time, that negative affect. So we have to know how to deal with them. What Swamiji says, keep them outside, number one, learn how to keep them outside. But number two, and to give them their own space, give them the right to be the person that they are. Easier said than done, from my own experience. But the things that I find really helpful, because what you want to do is to be able to keep them outside and to be free of them, giving them the right to be who they are, and yourself not walking around with that painful introjet. So there's two things we can try. I like both of them. I think we've done a little bit here. One thing is to just, you know, kind of relax your body in, and we're going to we'll internalize that inner friend, you know. You can even evoke your Ishta Devata or your higher self, you know, the one, the jnani self that, you know, that has no problems. So we can always invoke that momentarily. But so you invoke that shanti, that peace in your mind, and then you just picture that person. Now, if the situation isn't too bad, that's not hard to do, just relaxing your buddhi. You have the image of that person, you know, and you just relax and sit with that and welcome that image. The key to this is that normally when you're with that person or you think of that person evokes a lot of stress and irritation and pain and wanting them to go away. Not wanting them in their life, because when you think of them, it brings with it all of these emotions. So just by the simple act of visualizing that person with a mind, a buddhi, that you have control over this. You have the control to relax your body. You have the control to relax your buddhi. And so with that relaxed, welcoming buddhi, you're just simply relaxing, welcoming, allowing the image of that person to be who usually invokes a lot of negative feelings and fears. Like, they're going to ruin my life. They're never going to leave me. They're never going to go away. And I'm going to be suffering for the rest of my life. It's kind of catastrophic thinking. Okay? And so we're just going to break the pattern. So one thing to break the pattern without any words, nothing. You just relax, you know, allow the image of that person to be, and you control the relaxation in your mind. That's all. You just control the level of relaxation in your mind. And what happens is that the negative affects that are stuck to that person, so normally when you think of that person, it brings up all of the negative affects that are in the unconscious, so it automatically brings that up. What you do by this very simple exercise is, because of you're in control of the relaxation, those negative affects drop off, because negative affects are caused by stress in the mind. Just different varieties of stress, we have different names for them, like distress, agitation, irritation, really dislike, hatred. These are just different levels of stress in the mind. So as you relax your mind, what happens is this image, the negative projections that are on that image drop off, because they can't withstand the relaxation. It has nothing to do with the image. It has to do with the relaxation of your buddhi. And once that is gone, then that little meditation is done with for the day. Just when that image can be there, without positive or negative attributes, just simply there, as for, you know, the other 8 billion people in the world, whether for most of them, 99.99% of them, there is really no just neutral affect. They have a right to be. They are. They're doing what they do. I may like it or not like it, but it doesn't bother me. So you have to get to that place. That's step one, to play around with and work with, just to kind of try to understand it, how it works internally. And then the other thing is to sit down, the two of you sit down together, and you, not in a nasty way, but in an objective, factual way, you tell that person everything that is upsetting you or bothering you. And you just imaginally. And you also let the little girl inside, or little boy inside, also say. And then you let the one who is upsetting for you, talk to you. Because this is another key point. The one that you're having trouble with is your introject, not really with a person. Your introject is loaded with all kinds of emotion and with fear. So a good thing when you're doing this dialogue is to also tell that person what it is that you're afraid of. Like, I'm afraid you're going to stay in my life and continue to make me miserable and there's nothing I can do about it. Whatever it is, you know. So it's these are, maybe, I don't know if it sounds funny or not, you have to try it, because we actually need all of these types of little tools in order to, you know, like with George Harrison, he talked about meditation as brushing his teeth. It's like brushing your teeth. This is like whenever you get stuck, you have to have some tools, a variety of them, to use at the appropriate time in order to release your psyche from whatever pain it's holding. So that's why. So just based on what I said, let's just go into a contemplation and spend some time doing that. If you want to. Just as a kind of a practice. Om Tat Sat. So invoking Bhagavan's blessings of your Ishtadeva Tanya Guru, with that commitment to Antakarna Shuddhi, for the sake of moksha, for the sake of my knowledge. Om Tat Sat. Thank you.